RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
Today's Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing Sparkle Hops. Sparkle into the new year with the hops you love and fruity flavors with Pelican's non-alcoholic hop-infused sparkling refreshers.
Daily Ticker time here on Dirt and Sprague. Joe Fish and Rashad Taylor sitting in with you, sticking with college football. But we're going away from the playoffs for a second because there was some huge news in the college football coaching world over the extended weekend. And it was up in Ann Arbor, Michigan, as they found their new Michigan man, their new head coach, Kyle Whittingham. And we're bringing on right now Aaron McMahon, Michigan football beat writer for Ann Arbor News and MLive.com. You can find him on Twitter, X, at Aaron McMahon, M-C-M-A-N-N, to cover all things Michigan Wolverine football. Aaron, just describe to me what the last 2-3 weeks have been like for you as a beat writer for this program, because it has been an absolute wild ride considering where this started and obviously where it's ended over the last couple of days with the new hire for Michigan.
Yeah, guys, I've been covering this team since 2017, so I got a lot of Jim Harbaugh, and there was a lot of flirtation with him in the NFL going back a few years ago. And then you had the NCAA violations and whatnot, the Connor Stallions thing. But, yeah, the last 3 weeks has probably taken the cake between Sherrill Moore's firing and his subsequent police investigation and incident, you know, being jailed there. And then, yeah, Michigan having to go out and find a new head coach at a time where it certainly wasn't ideal, right? Like, it's probably never ideal to have to go find a head coach. But with the timing here, was just not good. I mean, Michigan basically missed the boat on the coaching cycle, missed out on some of the hot candidates, some of the bigger names. So they had to kind of, you know, pivot from there and find someone that they could get in here quickly and stabilize the program. And they believe they've done that with Kyle Whittingham.
How has the team chemistry really been holding up since all of this coaching chaos? You know, have players kind of rallied around each other, or has the transition been a little more of a distraction for those players?
Yeah, I mean, from the vibes we've gotten, it's been surprisingly positive. Michigan's only had 3 opt-outs for the bowl game, and I think we expected some more. Yes, Michigan doesn't really have the high-end NFL talent that maybe we've become accustomed to, but in a situation like this where you lose your head coach during bowl prep, there's an interim head coach, you don't know what's going to happen next year. Michigan, from what we've been told, they held off on signing financial agreements for next year with the players. So there's a lot of things in limbo here. Not there wasn't a lot known. And quite frankly, Michigan's interim head coach, Biff Poggi, said just last week that he expected upwards of a couple dozen opt-outs, and that just hasn't materialized. So from a player perspective, it seems like they're holding it together. There's obviously a lot of unknown with a new coach coming in. Guys are going to have to make decisions whether they're going to stay or find a new home elsewhere. But right now, Michigan seems like they're at least preparing and getting ready to play a football game.
Well, you mentioned Biff Poggi, interim head coach. I mean, I'm looking at a quote from your article that saying Kyle Whittingham, just what the doctor ordered for Michigan. And we're familiar with Kyle Whittingham, you know, former Pac-12 team, Utah, Oregon and Utah had many matchups over the years. And we're familiar with Whittingham as a coach, as a man as well. When did you start to hear the rumblings and start to hear, like, wow, this could be a real possibility that Michigan lands Whittingham as their head coach?
Well, if you recall, he stepped down from Utah a couple of weeks ago, and almost simultaneously when the Michigan job became open. So I think right away there were some folks wondering, you know, could Whittingham be an option here? Could he be someone that Michigan looks at? And I think as time went on, you know, we spoke to Michigan's athletic director Ward Manuel actually yesterday about this, and it sounded like Michigan at least reached out to Whittingham relatively quickly. I don't know if he was, in fact, I know he was not their first choice. They were clearly interested in Kalen DeBoer and some other hot names. But when circumstances changed here, I think Whittingham became, the obvious safe spot here. Right? Like he's a veteran coach. He's been doing it a very long time. He's had a lot of success. You know, he's got a clean track record. He's well respected in the industry. So I think the Michigan realized some of their other options weren't available or just weren't interested. They pivoted to Whittingham, and that's kind of how this materialized. And my understanding is it got serious about a week ago, and then the deal was officially struck Friday, and he was introduced here in Orlando yesterday.
You know, Coach Whittingham is known for his defensive background and that kind of spread offense philosophy. Getting ready for this bowl game, how has he started implementing his vision in the small amount of time he's had with this Michigan squad?
Yeah, he's kind of been hands-off at this point. I know he's meeting with players at this in these next couple of days. I know he's spoken to the coach and kind of let them know that, hey, most of you won't be retained. But he said yesterday he's kind of going to stay in the background as Michigan continues their preparations for the bowl game. Biff Pogge is going to be their head coach. He's still leading practices. The Michigan coaching staff is still there. So Whittingham is still kind of lurking behind the scenes, trying to fill out his staff and figure out who's going to be available next year. But I mean, in terms of X's and O's and scheme, I do think there's a lot of similarities in terms of the fit here. I mean, Michigan very much is known for the physicality, winning the line of scrimmage, and running the football, and that's a lot of what you know, he's had success doing, especially the last couple of years at Utah. He was Utah was second in the country in yards per carry. They had a very good rushing offense and a dual threat quarterback. So there's a lot to like here. The fit makes sense based on just the past success Michigan's had with that type of that type of offense. And then he spoke to the need to win the line of scrimmage, including the defensive side of the ball. So it makes on its face that the hire makes a whole lot of sense. Schematically, he fits in what Michigan's been able to do the last couple of decades.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, he kind of hit on it a couple questions ago about kind of the players and which guys are opting out or possibly looking at transfer. I mean, from the players that you've talked to, administrators, people in the front office for the program, I mean, what are the vibes like? Is it kind of like everybody is like, well, hell, we're back on board? Like some of the kids that were thinking of transferring are like, you get a coach like this and this changes everything. What are the vibes like this in the locker room with the players and, again, the administrators and everything?
A lot of wait and see. I think the players are set to meet with Whittingham over the next couple of days. I think get their one-on-one talks with him to kind of get his idea of what he wants to do. But, you know, as I said, that his plan and his scheme and the schematic stuff, I think, is a good fit. Now, it's one thing to have it schematically and being a individual fit, and that's something that I think the players are going to have to decide. I mean, all eyes are on quarterback Bryce Underwood,
right.
Some of Michigan's running backs, their talented freshman receiver Andrew Marsh. Will he elect to return? So I think right now players are waiting to hear from Whittingham directly in terms of what they want to do. I will say this. Whittingham told us yesterday his first player meeting was with the quarterback Underwood, the former five-star recruit out of high school. He's paying a lot of money, and I think he's going to be someone that Michigan certainly wants to keep.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, if there's one player that you're going to meet with immediately, that he chose the right one there.
Exactly.
I want to ask you about the bowl game. So Citrus Bowl is coming up, obviously, for Texas against Michigan. And, Texas has a really potent offense. Michigan has an elite defense. But which Michigan squad or group do you really feel like is going to do the best job of controlling the line of scrimmage?
Yeah, it's a good question. They're down one of their starting offensive line, and quite frankly, Michigan's offensive line hasn't been very good this year. So I'm curious to see how they hold up. But I think if Michigan's win this football game, they got to do a couple things. They're gonna have to control the line of scrimmage defensively and limit Texas on the ground. And then, I'm curious to see what this Michigan offense looks like because, all year we've been waiting on them to kind of open things up from a passing standpoint. And there have been a couple of games where they were able to do so, but Michigan was still very much focused on the ground. They had one of the best rushing attacks in the country, and rightfully so. Both of their running backs are either out or banged up in this game. I think there's a new play caller, and they lost their offensive coordinator to Missouri about a week ago. So I think there's a lot to prove in this game. I think they're going to want to get Bryce Underwood out and throwing the football and just trying to open things up and play more run and shoot, something I think Michigan fans wanted to see more of earlier this year and just quite frankly didn't get to it. So I don't know what version of Michigan we're going to see here. I'm very curious just because, there's just not a lot to play for at this point. This isn't a playoff game, and obviously the coaching staff is going to change here. But Michigan, I think, is going to let it all hang out on Wednesday, and I'm curious to see what that looks like.
And real quickly, have you been able to chat with Coach Whittingham just yet since he's gotten the job?
Yeah, we spoke to him yesterday, the introductory press conference here in Orlando. We got him for about 30 minutes. He kind of laid out his vision, a tough, gritty, physical, rugged football team, very much, the DNA of the Michigan team. As I said, he's planning to meet with all the players individually. He's met with some of the staff. I know he's forming his own staff. There's talk of him taking BYU defensive coordinator Jay Hill. He's looking at, I think, his offensive coordinator at Utah, Jason Beck, to come in. So there's going to be a wholesale change to the coaching staff as well. So a lot of change going on in Ann Arbor, something they really haven't seen in a long time. I mean, Jim Harbaugh was hired here in 2015. He left a couple of years ago, and Sherrill Moore was on Jim Harbaugh's staff for much of that run. So this is going to be a wholesale change, something Michigan fans haven't seen in a very long time.
Well, I know that out here, again, we had a lot of battles against those Utah teams, Oregon Ducks, Oregon State fans as well. But one thing held true is that I think that everybody out here was a fan of Kyle Whittingham's and how he ran that program. So I know that once you do actually get to talk to him one-on-one, you're going to realize that you guys got a great coach out there. It's going to be fun covering him. And, we're just very intrigued about the story as college football fans, but, again, the connection out there and to see how this all plays out for Michigan Wolverines. But, Aaron, wanted to thank you for coming on last minute. Know that I frantically emailed you to join us, but with the story breaking over the weekend, definitely wanted to get the Michigan side of things. So appreciate you jumping on.
Glad to do it, guys.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.